FFFBI.com Radio Theater presents
The Three Star Hotel of Doom. That's not the actual name of the hotel. It's the name of our story. The hotel is the Three Star Hotel Regal of Doom. Yes, indeed. WGBH Interactive and the Detective Radio Cooperative proudly present another mystery in the popular series of classic radio dramas, Stories from the Files of the Fin, Fur, and Feather Bureau of Investigation. These files were found behind the filing cabinets of the Fin, Fur, and Feather Bureau of Investigation. Our production stars Miss Amanda Fabulous as Agent Gwendolyn Rist of the FFFBI, with Mr. Timothy Facelift as Agent Harry Elbow, and Mr. Mick McTurk as Agent Mitch McGurk. We're also proud to introduce radio listeners across the land to the shrill and annoying voice of Miss Melanie Blandishment.
Hey, who is he calling annoying?
As Ingrid, Agent Rist's niece.
Intrigue.
Adventure.
Excitement.
Danger.
These are just some of the words our writers can spell. We find Agent Gwendolyn Rist of the Fin, Fur, and Feather Bureau of Investigation on vacation in New York with her niece Ingrid. They're staying, if you hadn't guessed it already, at the Three Star Hotel Regal of Doom.
It's so nice to be finally here at the hotel. Ingrid, what are you eating, Ingrid?
Nothing, Auntie Gwen.
It doesn't sound like nothing. Open up. Oh my, what is that?
Crushed flies, Auntie Gwen.
Crushed flies? What would your mother say if she knew I was letting you eat crushed flies?
Sorry, Auntie Gwen.
You know perfectly well they'll wreck your dinner. If you want to eat flies, you have to eat your bloated worms first. Kids.
All right, Auntie Gwen.
Oh, didn't I mention that Agent Gwendolyn Rist is a chicken? I should explain. The Fin, Fur, and Feather Bureau of Investigation comprises creatures large and small. Bugs, elephants, assorted marsupials, squids, and ducks. And so on. Its loyal agents are always ready to fight for truth, justice, and stuff like that. In fact, everyone in our story is an animal. Even the piano in the hotel lobby is critter-powered.
That piano sounds great. I've never seen goldfish so talented. Look at the way they flop onto the piano keys. What coordination! What bravery! Ooh, that one missed the keyboard. But look at that! Another leaps from the bowl to take its place. Nice fin work, boys.
Can we go now, Auntie Gwen?
Yes, it's getting late. Let's find our room.
Meanwhile, back at the FFFBI headquarters, agents are being briefed by Duty Officer Solomon. For the benefit of all you listeners in Radioland, I should mention that Solomon is a hammerhead shark in a crisply pressed white shirt. We join the briefing in progress.
He has just explained that a very exclusive auction is taking place for the famous statue, the Maltese Forklift.
A very exclusive auction is taking place for the famous statue, the Maltese Forklift.
Oh, I'm sorry. He hadn't said that yet. But now he has.
Oh, okay, right. Yes, I'll be quiet.
As I was saying, a very exclusive auction is taking place for the famous statue, the Maltese Forklift. Simmer down, Johnson. Agent Elbow, I'm assigning you to make sure this auction goes smoothly. And since your partner, Agent Rist, is on vacation, I'm tagging you to Agent McGurk.
But, sir,
I'm not
McGurk
sure
and
that's
I...
an...
Oh, now, boys, settle down. Agent Elbow, as the senior hamster here at the Bureau, I know you deserve the most challenging assignments. Agent McGurk, I also know that you prefer to work alone in deep cover. and that as a short-haired weasel, your poor dental hygiene makes you a terrible partner. We weighed these factors carefully and decided, tough noogies. Pack your bags. You're both heading for New York. The auction is taking place at, the 3-star Hotel Regal. It's the Hotel Regal. What did you think I was going to say? The one on 3rd in Magellan, next to that tile store with the nice ceramics.
We're back at the hotel and, oh, there goes another goldfish. And another seamless recovery. As I was saying, we're back at the hotel and our chicken friends have deposited their bags in their room and are now in the lobby. They're at the desk of the concierge. The concierge in a hotel is the person with all the information guests need to find things to do in the city. The concierge desk has postcards, maps, and leaflets. Today the concierge is an elegant flamingo with a stripy orange tail, and she directs Agent Riss to the leaflets with kids events, museums, shows, that kind of thing.
Ah, here are the leaflets we need. Museums, shows, that kind of thing. What would you like to do, Ingrid?
What is there, Auntie Gwen?
We could see a taping of This Old Horse, although it's way across town. Oh, there's C-SPAN on Ice at the Max Theater, which also seems to be way across town. Hey, or maybe we could go to the Museum of Unpleasant Smells. I hear they have a new exhibit of fancy unpleasant smells from Europe. But that also seems to be...
Let me guess, way across town? Let's take a cab.
Five minutes later, they're in a cab heading way across town when Agent Rist realizes that they're both covered in ink.
We're both covered in ink. What happened? My clothes are filthy. Ugh, it doesn't smell so great either.
It's these leaflets we got from the hotel, Auntie Gwen. The ink's still wet on them.
So they turn the cab around.
What in the name of pantyhose?
And they head back to the hotel for a change of clothes. They enter the hotel lobby, step over a large pile of goldfish by the piano, and discover...
There's no one here at the hotel's concierge desk. But there is an urgent-looking message here for me from Agent Solomon. I'm on vacation. I'll read it later. And wait a minute. That ink smell is even stronger now. It seems to be coming from that air vent labeled...
New York Air, bringing city air from the roof to your lungs.
I'm an investigator. I think we should investigate.
Climbing the service stairs to the roof of a 50-story building is tough, even for chickens. By the 38th floor, Ingrid is pooped.
I don't think we should be doing this.
Nonsense, child. That's not the Rist family spirit. What did President Kennedy say? We don't do things because they're easy. We do them because they're hard.
Did he say we couldn't take the elevator?
Oh.
Agents Elbow and McGurk are now in the hotel lobby. Elbow approaches their secret contact. He walks around the goldfish secretly, and secret passwords are exchanged. Very secretly.
My nose, she grows hairy from within.
Your nostrils, they are sprouting heavily?
Yes, my nostrils, they are like a tropical jungle. Their dangling vines are hung with ripe green fruits.
Agent Elbow, I presume.
Yes, I had to be sure it was you. You never can tell.
Actually, you maybe could tell because I am the only walrus here in the hotel lobby.
Okay. So what do you know about this very exclusive auction taking place for the famous statue, the Maltese Forklift?
The auction will be held here at the Regal Hotel in the private ballroom. Every international museum is bidding on this artifact. It is expected to sell for $5 million. And all of the delegates for the auction are staying here at the hotel.
The auction is not until this evening. The bidders will each try to get it by offering a higher price than the previous person, but right now they're all gone, exploring the sights and sounds of New York.
New York's a lot of turf to cover for a hamster. Do you have a partner here, Elbow?
Of course. Meet Agent Mitch... where'd he go?
McGurk has wasted no time. He's already in heavy disguise in a hotel uniform, dressed as a bellhop. They're the ones who carry bags to people's rooms. He really looks the part. He's helping an elderly camel.
Carry them yourself, you lazy ungulate. I'm on a break.
Perhaps helping isn't the best word. Agent Elbow decides to get his shoes shined from the shoeshine squirrel in the corner of the lobby. The shoeshine guy in these hotels always knows everything. This one was no exception.
Hey, bud, what can you tell me?
Black leather comes up better if you heat the wax first with the back of a hot spoon. But suede boots need to be brushed gently, against the grain with a small wire brush. Patent leather needs a little bit of spit, but not too much. Sandals are best buffed with a damp cloth.
He did know everything about shining shoes. Unfortunately, that was all he knew.
What about sneakers? I didn't tell you about sneakers.
So Elbow heads to the concierge desk, where a large elk with a stripy orange tail is now helping another guest. Elbow leafs through the leaflets and notices something strange. He then runs out the door and hails a cab.
Here we are on the roof. There's the air vent, and there's a printing press, and there's... Uh-oh.
Agent Wrist, we meet again.
Who is this menacing but strangely charismatic striped cat, Auntie Gwen?
He's Skip Intro, international and charming bad guy, the charismatic leader of the villainous band of criminals and ne'er-do-wells, the Cybertooth Tigers.
Guilty as charged. And may I say that you're looking simply radiant this evening, Agent Wrist?
You may not. Oh, all right, you may.
Auntie Gwen!
No, you may not.
That's your prerogative. But now, please excuse me while I tie you up. Oh, and yes, can I borrow a buck? I have a $5 million statue to buy.
Meanwhile, McGurk has been stuck carrying the camel's 3 suitcases and 7 hat boxes and is looking for a place to dump them.
I'll just open this unsuspicious-looking door and... What in the name of pantyhose?
Back on the roof, Agent Wrist has managed to peck Ingrid's ropes off. And soon they're both free. She quickly reads the note from Agent Solomon. Conveniently, it explains everything. But then a strange noise comes from Agent Wrist's purse. It's her lipstick. As you may know, chickens don't have lips. So this chicken's lipstick must be...
a communication device! Way to go, Auntie Gwen! Aren't you going to answer it, Auntie Gwen?
Wrist, it's Agent Elbow. Sorry to interrupt your vacation, but I just heard you're staying at the Hotel Regal. I'm way across town with all the bidders from the Maltese forklift auction. They were all tricked by a fake concierge, and now they'll miss the auction.
The leaflets.
Yes.
You don't mean they
had
fake
addresses
to
make
sure
the
auction
has
only
one
bidder.
Brilliant.
And with all of the other bidders stuck across town, someone could get the statue without having to pay $5 million. There'd be no one else to make the price go higher. The single bidder could get the statue for a dollar. Hey, that was my dollar.
But who's behind this? Or should I say, but whom? Or is it who?
It's Skip Intro, that's whom. International and charming bad guy, the charismatic leader of the villainous band of criminals and ne'er-do-wells, the Cybertooth Tigers. He just tied us up and is heading for the auction right now to buy the statue with my dollar.
Agent Elbow hightails it across town back to the hotel. The chickens, already there, race down from the roof to the ballroom to stop the auction. Chickens running is quite a sight, I can tell you, especially in heels. When our heroines arrive, McGurk is at the auction already and is trying to throw the camel's suitcases at Skip Intro in an attempt to disrupt proceedings. Radioland listeners, in case you ever need this information for a situation you're in, remember that weasels are not very good at throwing luggage at tigers.
I'm accepting opening bids for this magnificent Maltese forklift statue. Yes, $1. $1. The bid is at just $1. Do I hear more than a dollar? 4 quarters, 20 nickels, 100 pennies. $1. I'm closing here. $1 to the charismatic striped gentleman in the front row. That's $1 going.
Wrist and Elbow arrive at the same time, see Skip Intro about to grab the Maltese forklift, and yell,
"Gone!"
Yes, sir, Skip Intro is gone. He leaps like only a tiger can, and from the window ledge says,
"You thwarted me this time, agents, but next time you won't be so lucky. Until we meet again, Agent Wrist."
"Call me Gwendolyn. Call for backup."
Skip skips down the fire escape and into the night. He's gone, all right, but the auction is saved and rescheduled. Rescheduled! How's that for drama? Yes, listeners, the agent's mission is now complete, and our humble performance draws to a close. Little Ingrid has a small gift for the agents because they made her first trip to New York one to remember. She offers each of them a little box and says,
"Would anyone like some crushed flies or bloated worms? They're fresh and writhing."
You have been listening to WGBH Interactive and the Detective Radio Cooperative performing Stories from the Files of the Fin, Fur, and Feather Bureau of Investigation. No goldfish were harmed in the making of this drama, although some of the chickens got on everybody's nerves. This was the 3-Star Hotel. All together now. Of Doom.
For more adventures with the Fin, Fur, and Feather Bureau of Investigation, visit fffbi.com. Copyright WGBH Educational Foundation 2005. All rights reserved.